This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, who plotted the 9/11 attacks on the U.S. with Osama bin Laden, is dead, killed in a U.S. drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on President Biden's announcement last night.
The president says U.S. intelligence tracked al-Zawahiri to Kabul, where he was hiding with his family. Sources say a CIA strike killed him there Sunday.
He will never again allow Afghanistan to become a terrorist safe haven, because he is gone and we're going to make sure that nothing else happens.
The president says he hopes al-Zawahiri's killing brings one more closure to families of 9/11 victims. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More rain hit already flooded Kentucky mountain communities Monday. 37 people are known dead, hundreds unaccounted for, 5 days after nearly a foot of rain swamped parts of the state. The AP's Donna Warder.
At the door, bringing her in.
Some residents trapped in flooding were fortunate enough to have been rescued by the Kentucky National Guard, which provided this audio.
We're doing a hoist over here. We found some people on a roof.
The National Weather Service is warning that slow-moving showers and thunderstorms could cause more flash flooding through this morning. I'm Donna Warder.
The big wildfire in Northern California near the state line with Oregon has exploded in size to nearly 87 square miles after starting in the Klamath National Forest. At least two people have died in the McKinney fire since it erupted last Friday. The fire is still burning out of control. California's governor has declared a state of emergency to speed efforts to combat the monkeypox outbreak. They've reported nearly 800 cases there. This is AP News. Sentencing in a Capitol riot trial.
The longest sentence so far in the Capitol riot trials goes to the first person put on trial. Guy Reffitt's daughter insists her father isn't a violent man.
The things that he did while he was there, I also feel like, wasn't really him.
He was part of a mob attacking the U.S. Capitol January 6, 2021. Prosecutors say he was a key member of the Three Percenters and bent on causing harm, especially to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, threatening to drag her down the Capitol steps by her ankles. Reffitt, the first person to go on trial for the attack, was sentenced to more than 7 years in prison. His wife, Nicole Reffitt, says he and others are being prosecuted for their political beliefs.
There's not going to be a 1-6er that will not be persecuted for their political ideology.
Reffitt is one of seven to get a jury trial so far. All seven found guilty. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.